Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, it's the heat of summer. It's an exciting time of year, so I'm in a good mood.
You know, Dr. Braccio, as we see these rulings from the Supreme Court come forward, especially the ones on immigration, you know, we hear from and we've been talking with the folks that are affected by that or those who come from immigrant roots. And I know that you do. And so you have a thought on what we're seeing and hearing from the Supreme Court.
Well, I do. You know, ultimately, I see the need for parenting. I see the need for children being raised in an environment that allows them to be the best that they can be. And from what I have seen, really, it's the immigrants. It's the persons that are relatively new to America that really are the most patriotic, the most willing to see the positive here because they're here for opportunity. So I think one of the things we need to say, regardless of where we stand on a lot of the, you know, the immigration issues in terms of who should be here, who shouldn't be here, this type of thing, we need a society that is focusing on family, a society that is focusing on parents being willing to make sacrifices so their children can be the very, very best that they can be. Because we are a nation of immigrants, and we even have a million legal, I'm using the word legal, immigrants a year. So that's, I think, a big focus ought to be on family, on having people be the best they can.
You know, I recently learned that you were the son of an immigrant married to a Cuban-born wife. Before we had the 9/11 challenges, I used to go to Mexico quite a bit. And before 9/11, if you had a passport, you could fly from Mexico over to Cuba. So I had the opportunity to go there a couple of times and was fascinated by what I saw and what I experienced. And I know there are a lot of people, when the borders open up there and it's legal to go there, will be interested to see that way of life.
Sure. Well, I think that's really true. I think that for people of my wife's generation who came from Cuba in the 60s, they're certainly going to wait until the system changes in terms of their feeling comfortable going back. But I think, to me, when we have open borders in the sense of people being able to travel, when they're able to see each other and communicate with each other, I think that is positive. Obviously, from an immigration point of view, a society needs to have certainly some control of who's coming in, going out. So hopefully, if we can get back to that immigration issue, I'm hoping that it certainly isn't going to happen right now, but whatever happens in the next election, that certainly something can be done at a comprehensive level to work things out, because I'm a family guy. You know, my dad's from Italy, my wife's from Cuba. We've certainly seen the advantages of immigration, and all of us, certainly most of us at one time or another, can find our roots to somewhere else. But the key I see even more than that issue, Tony, is the need for family. Hopefully it's the father and a mother, but if it's just the mother or just the father, whatever it might be, the key is to be willing to sacrifice and set good modeling, good spirituality, good morality for the children that we have. Because regardless of where you live, regardless of what happens to you, barring some horrible, you know, medical emergency or some frame for something you didn't do, if you're educated, if you're prepared, if you have a good attitude in life, if you are willing to go through the sacrifices to be successful and be a good citizen and help your society, you're going to be successful regardless of where you are. And I still do believe, without a doubt, that this is the golden city on the hill. I really believe the United States is the place if you're really willing to work, you're really willing to put in the time, and now if you can get the technical skills you need. But in order to have all that happen, it takes a strong home, it takes strong parents, it takes people that can direct you, advise you, model for you, and be willing to really not be narcissistic, not be selfish, and really help you be the best that you can be. I certainly, fortunately, have had that in my life, and hopefully my children have had the same thing from my wife and myself.
Immigrants are finding more opportunities here in the state. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is someone who's caught your interest.
Well, Marco Rubio is a fascinating fellow. I was intrigued by him in the sense that we have some common traits, even though I have the Italian history. My wife certainly has the Cuban history, as do my kids, and he was actually born here. But he writes in his book, which I have now read, that his mother dreamed of being an actress, and she ended up working as a maid. You know, his father dreamed of being a business owner. He ended up as a bartender. But that the parents set aside their own desires to help him be successful. Of course, now he is the junior senator there in Florida. And this is just a quote. "They couldn't give us everything we wanted, but they made sure we had everything we needed. We were children of privilege, secure, happy, and loved." And I think those are great words, secure, happy, and loved. Didn't have everything they wanted, and you read the history, they moved from place to place. The father just had a hard time, getting, one job, like he was managing a hotel, and living there, and all of a sudden it was bought out, and they moved to Las Vegas, they moved to Florida, they did different things. But ultimately, if you work hard, and not that everybody's going to become a senator, but I think it's a good example, he is a good example of how you can come from really having nothing, very little, and be successful and be proud of what you've done, great memories of your parents, love your country, move forward with every opportunity. We need an environment, and we need people that are really willing to do that, and it does begin with parents. When people have children, they really have to look at the lifelong responsibility that they have to be the best that they can be. That doesn't mean when the kids are on their own, they don't go on, but we always want to be a model and just try to set that example and do what we can for our children. I think that is critical, and it's something a society needs. And Tony, quite candidly, we're lacking in that area in many ways, where many young people are having children when they ought not to be. They're not marrying. They're not settling down. And that can be real chaos for those children based on any studies you're going to look at.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WIOS. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.